This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Officials are launching an investigation into Cobb County and say they didn't follow proper procedures when matching signatures on Election Day. In a press conference on Monday, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced his office will be conducting a probe on absentee voter signatures on ballots. A nor'easter was on target to slam parts of Mid-Atlantic and New England states starting Wednesday, bringing heavy snow, strong winds, and some coastal flooding. According to AccuWeather, the nor'easter was anticipated to bring more snow than all of last year's combined in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston. Freezing rain and ice accumulations were also expected for parts of North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. An organizer to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom attributes the effort's momentum not to any blue or red tide, but a citizen's tide based on the governor's hypocritical actions during the pandemic. Annie Dunsmore of Rescue California 2021 said Tuesday that the recall effort is a culmination of many missteps by Newsom. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A communist Chinese spy in a congressman's house. Should we be worried? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us more.
A group of Republican lawmakers have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter urging her to remove California Congressman Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee. The 17 GOP House members wrote that Swalwell's interactions with an alleged Chinese spy are a national security risk to a committee that handles information critical to national defense. Representative Chris Stewart says it should come as no surprise that members of Congress are targets for infiltration by the Chinese. The Utah Republican, who also sits on the House Intelligence Committee, tells Fox News that Representative Swalwell should have known better.
I think that's the primary failure here is, look, we start with the presumption that China is going to target us. They're going to try to exploit and develop relationships with us. And then you look at the commonsensical kind of environment we're in and say, does this person raise red flags? She certainly did. And I think that's where Mr. Swalwell has some questions that he absolutely has to answer.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says no lawmaker is going home for the holidays until some form of a stimulus package is in place. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Congressional leaders met again on Tuesday to try and hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government passed this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress at that meeting and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters that Congress would not leave for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
Shots have been administered. Hope is on the way. And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID pact. It's not going to happen.
The group is negotiating over two bills released this week by a bipartisan group, one that contains money for small businesses, unemployment insurance extensions, schools, and vaccine distribution. The other contains the more contentious proposals, with $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses against COVID-related lawsuits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The First CARES Act was signed into law by President President Trump on March 27, 2020. NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center reported a planet spotted 336 light-years from Earth could be the Planet 9, theoretically lurking in our solar system. The Hubble Space Telescope is assisting astronomers observe the motion of a massive Jupiter-like planet, saying it is evidence that such oddball orbits are possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got the one and only, no baloney, James Herson. Yes, the New York Times bestselling author, commentator, and media analyst, and law professor, I might add. Boy, if we ever needed your services to understand what the heck is going on with all the legal wranglings and what seems to be, you know, where you've got, close to 70% of Republicans saying there's no doubt about it, this election was a fraud. You've got a growing number of Democrats as well that agree. But the problem you have, James, in pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, is you keep pursuing the truth until you get the truth. And I appreciate that sometimes people get weary in doing that which is good, but for the sake of our Constitution and for the sake of our grandchildren that will be passing this great country on to, what kind of country do we want them to have? A country that's based on integrity and the truth, or a country that's based on corruption?
No, it's obvious that a bulwark, a bedrock principle of having our republic is to have elections, real ones. And there's just, you know, the evidence is overwhelming today, and it's just breaking every few hours. This judge allowed the forensic report to be released in Michigan, and we find out that a very, very respected IT professional who worked for NASA did a forensic examination of the Dominion voting machines in Michigan. And the first thing he said, they were designed to create error. And the number that he said, they're 68%. Their error rate is 68%, which leads to a very important question. Why in the world would a voting machine be designed to create error? And the answer is, there's a term that's used in election counting called adjudication. It sounds like something in the legal world.
Right.
But this adjudication is to go in and fix votes when there are errors. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to infer that the reason these error rates were so high so then election workers can go in and make the votes whatever they want them to be.
Right, because they were adjudicating. They're adjudicating. That's what they're doing.
And yes, you talked about disappointment. I mean, the big disappointment was on this Supreme Court case, which I was able to get a brief in on. I wrote a brief as part of that case, as one of the many throngs of briefs. And I have to say, I was shocked by the court's reaction. Especially the three Trump justices.
Right.
Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito took the right position, although I'm not 100% in agreement that this would have been totally mandatory to accept. But everybody knows in the legal world, one of the ways to basically a difficult case is to claim that the people who are bringing it don't have standing.
Right.
And so they claimed that Texas, which was the primary plaintiff in this case, didn't have standing.
How could they not have standing, James? I mean, what happens in these other states is going to affect Texas. How do you deny standing? I mean, I'm not an attorney. I'm certainly not a chief justice.
No, no. And the argument, standing means harm. Standing, it's a weird word. Standing means that the plaintiff has a specific and particular harm. So the argument on the other side is, well, everybody's, you know, equally affected all over the country, outside of the states that have fraud. But I say two things. One is that we're talking about an electoral process here. And we're talking about one where the Constitution specifically gives it to the state legislatures. So I would say that the standing comes from the electors. In other words, Texas electors are being disenfranchised by the electors in the defendant states not following constitutional rules.
Exactly.
They all circumvented the constitutional rules contained in Article 2, Section 1. But the other thing that makes this compelling is there's nowhere else for Texas to bring their dispute. The Constitution, very few cases, makes the Supreme Court the court of original jurisdiction. That means you have to start there. Normally, cases don't start in the United States Supreme Court.
Right.
That's the court of last resort. But the founders said, hey, you know, we really don't want states to fight it out using real weapons. So if they have a dispute, we want them to go right to the Supreme Court. And so there's nowhere else for them to go. And so this was a fundamental error or a fundamental throwing away of the hot potato. I don't know which.
Or a fundamental cowardice, you know. And you and I talked about this earlier, James, that Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, wasn't going to want to touch this. And I wouldn't have been surprised if he was dog whistling, in a sense, maybe silently, or giving him that Chief Justice look to say, guys, we don't want to touch this. And of course, that's how this played out. I mean, you know, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out, does it?
No. And look, if they really were concerned about standing, what the court normally does, if it's a case which is important, which this is premier importance, what they would do is say, hey, look, let's have one morning of argument on the issue of standing, invite the parties to submit briefs on the issue of standing, and we'll dispense of that issue if they really were approaching this. But they wrote this cryptic decision, just throwing it away, and it leads me to believe that the court is intimidated. Maybe, because you mentioned cowardice, maybe they're intimidated by the prospect of, we keep hearing about this, that if somehow Donald Trump is made the winner of the election, that you know, all of the burning and looting and rioting and everything will start on steroids. And, you know, it's even rumored that people heard Chief Justice Roberts talking about that issue. I don't know if that's at all true. But the fact is, there's a whole group of court cases, various kinds of challenges and lawsuits that are still alive, like the one I mentioned in Michigan, and they will reach the Supreme Court, and they won't have standing problems, and they'll be arguing some of the same very powerful arguments, two of which, I'm sorry, the Supreme Court has to fulfill its duty, cannot duck. And one of them we just discussed, that is this idea that secretaries of state, that governors, that state officials, that election officials cannot constitutionally change the rules as they did at the last minute. That includes state court, because the Constitution has this very specific, explicit, narrow grant of power just to one place.
This seems so academic. I mean, they did this knowing that it would come down to this, and they were, you know, playing the odds that Chief Justice Roberts was going to fold on this and lack courage. And that's what this is all about. I mean, we've been saying, you know, from day one, this was going to take courage, because that's what the Democratic Republic and our U.S. Constitution requires. More from James Hurston after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Today I'm reaching out specifically to men with a proposal for how you can do something to help share the gospel by not doing something. Let me explain that. Once again, we're issuing our unique Year Beard Challenge. We're looking for men who are willing to stop shaving and grow beard throughout 2021. If you're not into beards, you can choose to stay away from the barber and let your hair grow Nazarite fashion to help raise awareness and support for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio broadcasts in Asia, Africa, and Europe. Participants in the Year Beard Challenge can sign up to grow their beards or head hair for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months with the ultimate goal of making it possible for more people to hear about Jesus in their own language.
To learn more about how you or someone you know can help the Tide Ministry share the gospel by simply putting away your razor and telling people why, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us as we continue on our fresh and independent tour. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with James Hurston. James, as you were saying, look, at this evidence demands a verdict. And if it is not going to be done, in the courts where it should be, then, you know, you already have the court of public opinion divided over this. And we're going to endure another 4 years, dare I say, of all kinds of craziness. And regardless of what Joe Biden says, in the midst of dealing with his son's issue, the family business and stuff that he did as vice president, the corruption that seems to be very clear there, how is he going to bring this country together?
It's not possible. It is not possible. And the media, big tech, the Democrat Party, the elites in this country are thinking that they're going to sweep all of this under the rug, and they just can't do it. There's been tens of thousands of people gathering in Washington, D.C. The social media and the alternative social media is so strong in terms of bonding this some odd 60 to 70 million people who want and yearn for a judicial review of the rampant fraud, and they will get it one way or the other. And by the way, the big date that's coming is January 6th. On January 6th, the Congress of the United States, in an unusual joint session, but we don't talk about it normally after a presidential election, they are going to basically receive the electoral votes and tabulate them. At that time, there can be objections lodged to a slate of electors. The Trump people are submitting an alternative slate of electors, some of which in cooperation with state legislatures. And there's a lot of shoes to drop between now and January 6th. So I know that the media wants everyone to get despondent on the Trump side and believe that it's over, but it is not over. And as far as I'm concerned, it will not be over until what you talked about happens. That means not only that the truth is completely revealed, but that that justice is done.
Exactly.
And Americans are so frustrated in having to witness a one-way justice system that just allows criminal behavior to take place and go unpunished. And it's like a powder keg can explode. And it's amazing to me. We've gone from Jeff Sessions being Attorney General to now Bill Barr being Attorney General. We've moved from James Comey to Christopher Wray. And it just seems as though during the 8 years of President Obama's administration that he politicized everything.
Oh, all the three-letter agencies. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt.
And that weeding out that corruption takes longer than just 4 years, that's for sure.
It takes courage to start out with. You got to admit that corruption exists. Ray's a company man. He's not going to do that. We said that from day one. We'd hope maybe Barr could do it and Durham, you know, and look what happened. He coughed up a hairball here. I mean, hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully something comes out down the road, but we're getting so far down the road here that for anybody to do anything about this, I mean, it's almost you have to have a special counsel in place, James, don't you? Or this stuff just goes away under a Biden administration.
Well, Durham now is a special counsel, and under normal circumstances, it's very, very embarrassing, considered an impeachable act for a president to fire, or even a president's administration to fire a special counsel. But, you know, when you have, as the people guy, a reanimated cadaver as the president, anything could happen. And so, and I'm still praying and I'm still fighting that doesn't happen. Because look, the Democrat Party, there's no enthusiasm, no love, no loyalty to Joe Biden. And the fact that the media has already started to report on the corruption that they buried before the election shows, they're going to throw Joe Biden aside. They're going, if he were to get in, that it's a fairly short order. It will be words that I just can't even get out of my mouth, but it'd be Kamila.
Yeah, as exactly.
And Americans are increasingly seeing how, because now there's been this breach of data that shows this incredible amount of Chinese communists that have infiltrated the West, not just the United States, but the countries of Europe.
Exactly.
And the Swalwell scandal.
Oh, this is unbelievable. James, let me ask you this real quick. Why is the media now suddenly coming after Biden? Are they trying to save face here?
In part, I believe they're trying to save face. I think in another part, that the media believes in their own world that, you know, basically that Biden truly is president-elect. So now it's time for them to turn on him because they're doing the bidding of their overlords. And the elite wants Biden ultimately out of the presidency, Kamala in. Mm-hmm. And who knows who will emerge if that were to occur as Kamala's VP. I know a certain former first lady would have to get in there.
Oh yeah. Well, she knows where all the skeletons are, and where the best China lies. I guess I don't know. It's just, you know. What can you say? James, in this article, The Wayward Seven, which you touched on a little bit, missing in action over this time that we really needed them to participate to begin to get a handle and really to be a just entity. And for them to shrink away, you know, it just seems that somebody's calling the shots, just like they called the shots on election night and leading into it. This was a coordinated coup d'etat that was beyond our borders. And as you mentioned, and what is coming out now in reports, that the communist Chinese were much more involved, which is kind of, you know, rich when you think about after 4 years and all the millions of dollars of the people's money that was spent, you know, chasing after this Russian windmill like Don Quixote. We have something staring us in our face that's so obvious that it's the communist Chinese, whether we're talking about COVID-19 or all the other interjection that they have brought into our culture and into our government. And everybody just wants to, you know, turn a blind eye to it. I mean, this is amazing.
No, I mean, the left always uses projection as a distraction. They always accuse the opponent of doing what they're actually doing. It's an Alinsky tactic. Mm. And obviously that is, there's real, not just collusion. It's way beyond collusion. And really, the one thing is the era of Trump is the era of revelation. We find out
exactly
just how corrupt and how deep the deep state is and how deeply into our society the communist Chinese spies and honeypots have gotten, and just how depraved and lack of moral fiber the Democrat Party has fallen to.
Why are we surprised? Well, I mean, if you can fix elections,
moment, here's, you know, the irony. You mentioned my article. Here are the justices apparently intimidated, and they're allowing something to stand, which if Georgia goes the wrong way, will take away all of their power.
Yes.
In other words, they're voting in the probabilities,
their own extinction.
Not hearing the case, yes, they're voting for their own extinction. So, what in the world is going on? If you look at the outside, let's call it the extra legal issues.
We got to leave it there, James. The New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, one and only James Hurston. Thank you, James. Take care. Merry Christmas.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. U.S. small business owners remain resilient as they navigate an evolving business landscape brought on by coronavirus. According to a new Bank of America survey of entrepreneurs across the country, 4 in 5 businesses stayed open in some capacity amid shutdowns, and 1/4 took steps to reinvent themselves. Looking to the future, entrepreneurs anticipate a favorable post-pandemic environment in which small business will return to being the backbone of the U.S. economy.
Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
Small business owners across the country continue to show great strength as they tackle unprecedented challenges brought on by the pandemic. It is particularly inspiring to see the way entrepreneurs have adapted their businesses to meet the needs of their communities. From clothing stores creating reusable masks to distilleries shifting operations to produce hand sanitizer. As we look towards recovery and the path ahead, I am confident that small business owners will continue to innovate, grow, and fuel our economy.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Georgia officials are launching an investigation into Cobb County and say they didn't follow proper procedures when matching signatures on Election Day. In a press conference on Monday, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced his office will be conducting a probe on absentee voter signatures on ballots. A nor'easter was on target to slam parts of Mid-Atlantic and New England states starting Wednesday, bringing heavy snow, strong winds, and some coastal flooding. According to AccuWeather, the nor'easter was anticipated to bring more snow than all of last year's combined in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston. Freezing rain and ice accumulations were also expected for parts of North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. An organizer to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom attributes the effort's momentum not to any blue or red tide, but a citizen's tide based on the governor's hypocritical actions during the pandemic. Annie Dunsmore of Rescue California 2021 said Tuesday that the recall effort is a culmination of many missteps by Newsom. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, a thought came to mind last night as I was looking at the crowds that once again are out in the streets demanding free and fair elections, demanding voter transparency, demanding that the electors be appropriately assigned and are consistent with the votes that America cast on Election Day and throughout this 2020 election. And, you know, twice we've seen over a million people go to Washington, D.C., you know, to that end. And you hear crickets from the establishment media. And it astounds me because you see the numbers of people that go out there in supporting our U.S. Constitution, the things that we grew up with and valued, and they're ignored. But yet a small group like Black Lives Matter can go out, and next thing you know, they're painting signs on asphalts leading to the White House, offering all kinds of concessions and everything. And, I mean, they probably represent 1/10 of the number of patriots who are standing for our U.S. Constitution. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now. Of course, she is the founder and honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action and a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, do you understand this as well? I mean, it just seems odd that so many people can stand for justice and the American way of life and we're not being heard, but yet a small minority of people can go in, they burn down cities, destroy jobs and businesses, and they're given all honor and glory. What is wrong with our country right now?
I can't answer what is wrong, except that things are terribly wrong. And I can say that in order to make things right again, we have to just keep standing up and doing the right thing and protesting in the way that we want the other side to protest, which is what you've seen with the protest over the last few weeks related to wanting fair and transparent elections. There's hypocrisy. There's a lot of hypocrisy on the opposite side of the political spectrum. And there's a lot of cover-up going on from the media and from elected officials who brush under the rug the rioting or the burning of buildings. We all, I'm sure most of the people in your audience remember the image on CNN where there's burning buildings,
yes, exactly,
in the background, and the reporter says, mostly peaceful protest, and the chyron at the bottom says, mostly peaceful protest, as burning is going on in the background, flame and smoke. Mm-hmm. So when the media lies that much, it's easier for the other side to get away with it. And I do think that it's lying and complete dishonesty from the media.
Well, it's to a specific objective and end that they have in mind here. This is why they're not concerned. There's no consciousness for the stealing and the lying and cheating that they've been doing. It's all justified, isn't it?
It is, because they, I think at this point, think that the end justifies the means. And to me, it does not. You have to, one of the things that we care so much about in your audience and at Tea Party Patriots, we love our country. We love the system of government that we have in America. We love our liberty and our freedom and our Constitution. And because we love it and we respect it so much, even when we don't get our way, we work within that system.
Exactly.
We don't see the other side doing that. Now, Bill, I think it's important to understand we work within that system, and that means that right now we should be out there protesting. These lawsuits that are going on in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia and the other states must continue to go through, and we need our day in court, and we need a fair hearing and to have due process.
How disappointing is it that Republicans, who, you know, you think they're on our side for the U.S. Constitution, are folding up their tents and going home? I mean, what is, and I'm not talking about every day, I'm talking about elected officials here, Jenny Beth.
Here's what I think is going on with that. If you've got an elected official that is doing that locally, what I would really encourage you to have them do is to go to Tea Party Patriots website and click on the banner about the elections. There is a place, and I will go and make it more prominent, there is a place where you can download the Georgia case. Mm-hmm. If you have people who are folding up shop and going home and acting like everything is fine and dandy and one, urge them to read the Georgia case that Trump filed. Not that Lynn Wood filed, not that Sidney Powell filed, that Trump filed. It lays out violations of over 35 state laws. It talks about people who either voted illegally or were registered to vote illegally, including people who registered to vote in another state after they had registered to vote in Georgia, felons, people who registered to vote while they were underage and not legally allowed to vote in Georgia, people who moved within Georgia to different counties and did not re-register, and people who just simply don't live here anymore. Mm-hmm. We have a handful of people who double voted. We have a handful of people who were dead who voted. And the absentee ballot rejection rate was at 0.34%. And in previous years, it was at least 3%.
Exactly.
So I urge them to read that and tell them after they've read it, if they think reading that case and the evidence presented, we have over 1,500 pages of affidavits. I don't have all that on my website, but there is over 1,500 pages of supporting documentation that was filed with the court. Ask if it happened to them, if they would want people standing up and fighting for them, if that kind of crookedness happened in their election.
Exactly. And Donald Trump has been leading the charge here, taking all the bullets. And, of course, he's backed by citizens like the Tea Party Patriots Action members and other patriots across the country who they understand it, they get it. But yet the rest of the population has been propagandized, you know, through social media. I mean, social media, how dare they put a statement on, you know, President Trump's tweets that this is in debate or it's controversial or some sort of tag to every tweet that he puts out there. I mean, free speech is out the window here. There's no free and fair speech anymore. And this is why the people, we the people, have to come together in a definitive way here and in a passionate way. We cannot let this go. We cannot just say, oh, well, we'll come back in 4 years or we'll come back in 2 years. The line in the sand is right now, and it's even more pronounced with these two Senate seats in Georgia.
That is absolutely right, and I'm not letting it go. I've been part of the Trump legal team in Georgia. I'm a litigation consultant. I'm doing everything I can to help and to fight and to make sure that we get our fair shake and that we get due process. We have to have due process, and right now the judge is slow walking it. Now, in addition to that, we have an election coming up on January 5th. It's a runoff election for two senators in Georgia, and we have to win those Senate races. It doesn't matter whether it is Biden who's in the White House or Trump who's in the White House. We need to make sure people who love liberty, who love the Constitution, who respect the Constitution, and want to preserve liberty and not make us a socialist country are in those two seats in Georgia, because the margin of the majority in the United States Senate will be so slim that oftentimes it may come down to one vote, and we have to make sure that we have those votes on our side. So I wholeheartedly support David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler for their reelection, and I'm helping get out the vote for them as well. We have to vote. And your audience, if you don't live in Georgia, you can go on our website. We have the ability for you to text message people, to send letters to people, and to make phone calls. And right now, I think sending letters and sending mail is one of the best things we can be doing, simply because people are sick of the ads.
Exactly. And we've got to put everybody on notice, to the shenanigans, because what we're finding out, Jenny Beth, is that little has been done to remedy the problem that we had in the general election. What are the chances that this is going to echo back on the January 5th vote?
I think that in Georgia, we understand we can fight for fair and transparent elections, and we must also hold the Senate. We can do two things at once.
Amen. The website, remind everybody where they can go to get activated. We need an activated citizenry.
TeaPartyPatriots.org. TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Thank you, Jenny Beth. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, there's optimism on the Hill starting to spread a little bit regarding a possible COVID relief spending bill, and which has long been needed. I mean, the fact that it's dragging out, and I believe the pressure is on these elected officials to not leave town until this is settled. But it seems like they're close to resolving this issue, is what we're hearing from Mitch McConnell and even Nancy Pelosi. So that's encouraging. And also interesting that Bill Barr is leaving just right before Christmas. I mean, is this one of those, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, is it like the Godfather? You know, Tom, you've been the family council all these years, but we're going to war and we need a wartime conciliary. Is this what's possibly going on here? As Donald Trump, the way his battle continues and the possibility of him being forced out of office with a questionable election, to say the least, does he require a wartime conciliary in, you know, what could be the waning weeks of his presidency? Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, is with us. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. So good news, as I mentioned, on COVID relief. It looks like the legislators do not want to go home for Christmas and be met with the ire of their local constituency. So they've been putting a lot of pressure on Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. Let's get this thing done and let's get this approved. Otherwise, we're going to have nothing but coal in our stockings by the time we get home.
Well, I think the really good news is is the number that they came up with in terms of how much they're spending is significantly less than a lot that was being talked about. Mm-hmm. It's clear that Nancy Pelosi moved to the Senate position, and that those who were concerned that a lot of money was going to be wasted by sending it to state and local governments and the like, as opposed to giving it directly to people and to businesses that mm-hmm. so they can keep people hired, that battle was won by Mitch McConnell and by Donald Trump. And so, yes, it's important that this gets done. It's also important that the money, not just that we don't just throw a bunch of money up in the air and hope it lands where it needs to land.
Exactly.
And at this point, we know it works. And what they're funding are things that they know work in terms of trying to preserve our economy at a time when the governments are shutting it down again.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're looking at. I mean, Dr. Fauci, others are saying, hey, get ready. We're going to lock this down. I mean, really? I mean, under Donald Trump, there would be no lockdown. Under Joe Biden, under Joe Biden, the possibilities go up, don't they?
Yeah, they definitely go up. I find it interesting that the left always says, oh, we got to follow the science, we got to follow the science. Well, the WHO came out and said lockdowns don't work. Don't do them. They cause way more harm than they do good. Mm-hmm. And yet suddenly, oh, WHO, we don't have to pay attention to them.
Right.
You know, they were the gold standard until they weren't. Mm-hmm. And so we need to understand one thing about these lockdowns, and this is not minimizing the problem. I'm not saying that COVID isn't real. I'm not saying that we don't have probably twice as many or even three times as many people with it today than we did at the height in the spring. I'm not saying any of that. What I'm saying is what we learned and what is that the shutdowns don't work, A. Mm-hmm. B, what we learned is that when the left says follow the science, they always want to define what science that they want you to follow.
Exactly.
They don't. So when WHO is saying we don't need to limit travel from China, for instance, which they did about a year ago, that was the science they wanted to follow. Donald Trump did limit travel and really bought us a couple of months in terms mm-hmm. of the spread of the disease. When they're saying shut down, they're following science that isn't supported by what's going on around the world. Mm-hmm. When they don't want to let schools open up or they reclose schools, they're basically saying the head of the CDC does not know what they're talking about when he says schools need to be opened. So this is these are political solutions in terms of shutting down for the diseases. They aren't solutions based upon science. And people who are listening need to be able to go back at people and say, oh, we got to follow science and push back because WHO says shutdowns are wrong and they hurt more people. CDC says we need schools open. And if you want to follow the science, let's do it. Let's keep the economy open and let our kids go back to school. But let's be smart in terms of interactions and the like. So we minimize the damage. Let's make sure the oldest people get the vaccines first. Let's make certain that the older people who are more vulnerable, those most vulnerable, are isolated and aren't put in a position of where they're in danger.
Exactly.
But by and large, what the left wants to do, this is the Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Right.
They want to destroy the free enterprise system. And the backbone of that's the small businesses. And that's why small businesses always bear the brunt of these shutdowns in states like Michigan, New York, California.
Yeah. What happened to common sense, Rick? I mean, it's like we've just thrown it out the window. I mean, it's like, okay, granted, we didn't know when it first started, but it like you said, it got so politicized and weaponized. I mean, the WHO was the standard. I mean, even to the point that if you said anything against the WHO, I mean, how many doctors were kicked off of Facebook because
right.
they had a different idea about hydroxychloroquine, which was, you know, scientific. I mean, these are doctors. This is experiential evidence
right.
because that's what science does. I mean, they pose a proposition, a theory, and they keep asking questions till they come to a solution. In this case here, along the way, we throw out common sense and tradition, and we just say, oh, we don't like that answer right now, and the WHO isn't willing to support it, so now you're out. So now what is Facebook going to do that WHO is out? Who's their standard now?
Well, they're going to, whoever, Dr. Fauci will be their standard because Dr. Fauci is a public health professional. He's more interested in expanding his influence than he yeah. is in actually doing with
he's mine. He's been all over the place. You know, as Saturday Night Live, I love their line. He says that he's been about as effective as that pitch that he threw out. You know,
yeah.
for the New York Nets.
That's very true. Coming from Saturday Night Live. That's
yeah, exactly. No, but it was right. It was right to the point. I mean, come on. Look at he's a humanoid and a fellow human being. And the thing is, I still have exception, which has not been addressed, Rick, is that here he is. He had people there in Wuhan. It was his money, his
right.
organization's money that helped build that laboratory. He had scientists
yeah.
there. Right.
His organization, which is U.S. taxpayers, Yes, U.S. taxpayers funded the Wuhan lab.
Right.
Fauci was physically there. His finger should have been on it. And so effectively, Fauci was at some level a third tier away creator of the virus. And now he's been bouncing back and forth in terms of masks, no masks, now masks.
Right. Uh-huh.
And he's the expert.
But for two weeks. Yeah. The other point I was going to make, Rick, is that he had his people there. They were there and starting up the laboratory. And after about 18 months, I believe that was the period of time, they came back and they said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're reckless. There's going to be something breaking out here because they're not very disciplined. And Fauci knew this. And so when this came out, where was Fauci? He was all quiet. He was just, I'm now this titular scientist and leader of all, you know. And he said nothing about any of his early understanding of what was going on there in Wuhan.
All you need to know, that's correct. All you need to know about Anthony Fauci is he was in one of the Sally Quinn novel about Washington, D.C. and kind of the inner workings of D.C., all the important people, how they get together for cocktails and the rest of us don't know about it.
Right.
She did one of those novels and one of the characters was based on Fauci. Mm-hmm. So Fauci fits in with the wine and brie crowd here in D.C., mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean he actually knows anything. Mm-hmm. He appears to be a dart thrower, not a very good one. Mm-hmm. But having said that, you know, the bottom line remains that we have a virus that a lot of the states are going to insist on shutting down their economies again. And for states like New York, for cities like New York City, mm-hmm. It is very possible that New York City does not come back from this.
Oh, no. You know, I mean, they're talking Broadway next year. No way Broadway next year.
Yeah, no way. And here's the thing. Broadway exists in New York City because there's people with wealth who can go to Broadway on Manhattan. That's the basic draw. If your restaurants are all gone and your hotels are all gone, and oh, by the way, if because of the ability to work remotely, nobody sees any reason to spend as much money as they have to spend for commercial real estate in New York City, what you're going to have is a bunch of big, giant, abandoned buildings that have nobody working in them because people have moved to Georgia, North Carolina, Florida, Texas,
exactly.
Arizona, mm-hmm. and they're going to be working elsewhere because you know what? In today's world, the trading floor is you used to have to be there on the trading floor. In today's world, it's all bits and bytes, and you don't have to be there on the trading floor. And
exactly.
As a result, the power that New York City had as a financial capital is pretty much gone and done with because of, especially when we get to 5G. Mm-hmm. And given that, that city is in deep, deep financial trouble.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Shutdown may just kill it.
Well, President Trump continues to work his tail off on behalf of the people, whether it has to do with election fraud or even peace in the Middle East. Huh? What's he thinking? He allows peace to break out between Israel and his neighbors. What's going on?
This guy is a machine, and he's trying to do everything he can to help America and help our allies no matter what happens on January 20. And the fact he had just announced a fourth deal, this time with Morocco, tells me that everything that Joe Biden thinks he knew about the Middle East was wrong.
Without a doubt.
Better hope.
Got to leave it there. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen